Chapter 24. When the car dropped Adeline off at Danielle's home, she was on the verge of hyperventilating. Just inside the front door, Danielle stood waiting for her.
"She knew," Adeline said between breaths. "She practically caught me."
Danielle placed her hands on Adeline's shoulders.
"Breathe. You're probably imagining it."
Adeline closed her eyes and shook her head.
"I'm not. She caught me. Did you see?"
Adeline held her phone up.
"I got it. She's the killer. She has a whole bedroom set up like a murder board. She's tracking people, dates, pictures, crazy stuff."
Danielle took the phone and moved to the study off the foyer that she used as a private office. She plugged Adeline's phone into her laptop, downloaded the photos and video, and then deleted them from the phone.
"Hey, I wanted to keep those."
"You can't. Not on your phone."
"Why?" "You know why."
Adeline realized why. Because if Constance was the killer, her next move would be to try to find out what Adeline had discovered. She might hire someone to hack her phone remotely.
"What happens now?"
"They're coming over at 6 p.m.
"Who? Constance?"
"Yes, and Hero and Elliot. We're going to meet in the basement."
"About?"
"I can't tell you."
"Absalom, too."
Danielle exhaled. "No comment. The point is, this is an opportunity for us."
"How?"
"When the three arrive, they're going to leave their phones on the kitchen island."
"To make sure no one is listening."
"That's right." Danielle held up a small white item. "When we're in the basement, plug this into Hero's phone and wait for the LED to turn from red to green."
"What is it? Spyware?"
"Nothing that intrusive. It just tracks his movements."
"Should I use it on the other phones? Elliot's and Constance's?"
"No," Danielle said quickly. "Constance, as you said, might be suspicious now. And I know Elliot is."
"How do you know?"
"He's hired a private investigator to follow me."
"Are you in danger?"
"Are we?"
"Maybe," Danielle said quietly. "I've hired a private security firm to watch the house."
In her bedroom upstairs, Adeline watched from the window as Elliot, Constance, and Hero arrived. One question nagged at her. Why would Elliot hire someone to watch Danielle? There was only one good answer. He thought she had killed Nora. If that was the case, it meant he hadn't killed Nora. Could it be true? If it was, it would mean Constance was innocent, which was hard for Adeline to believe given what she had just seen at her home. But something was still bothering Adeline. How fragile Constance was, and how kind. On the outside, she seemed like anything but a killer. That mystery would have to wait. She had work to do. Adeline exited her bedroom onto the landing and listened. It was quiet downstairs. She crept down the hardwood steps, into the stair hall. In the foyer, she eyed the closed door that led to the basement. Basement homes were rare in this part of Nevada. They were hard to dig because of the caliche, a sedimentary rock-like material that was prevalent in the area. But all it took to break the rock was money, and Danielle Daneros had that kind of money, and thus a full basement. Adeline wondered what was being said down there. She walked away from the basement door, down the hall to the kitchen, where the four phones sat on the island. She tapped each one to awaken the lock screen image, and quickly found Hero's. It had a picture of his niece and nephew hugging at Disneyland. Adeline plugged the small device into the port at the bottom of the phone and watched the stair hall for any movement, occasionally glancing down at the red light. When the light on the device turned green, she disconnected it from Hero's phone and crept softly through the stair hall, still careful to avoid making footfalls that would be heard in the basement. In the foyer, she stared at the closed door to the basement. She should go back upstairs. But she couldn't. Adeline padded forward on her bare feet, slowly, and held her ear to the door. It was quiet. She turned the door handle, pulled it open, and waited. She couldn't hear a thing.
She stepped out onto the first stair and listened, but the voices below were too faint to hear. Holding her breath, she descended the stairs more slowly until she reached the landing where it switched back. She couldn't see the four Absalom scientists, but she could just make out their conversation. Hero was talking, his voice muffled.
"Technically, it's possible, but impractical."
"Why?" Elliot asked.
"There's no way to transport that much matter back without someone knowing. The power required would give us away."
Elliot again.
"But you can miniaturize it."
"Yes, but not enough."
"Then we're stuck," Elliot said.
He sounded impatient now.
"I can break it into pieces," Hero said. "That's the only real solution."
Constance spoke next, voice soft. Adeline had to lean forward to hear her.
"If the pieces are small, Sam might not even find them."
"We have to assume he will," Elliot said.
"I still wish we had told him," Constance said. "He doesn't even know what to look for, or that he's supposed to be looking for something."
Elliot sounded frustrated, or annoyed.
"We've been over this. If they knew, we'd be shut down. He's gone. It's done."
"Yes, but the point remains," Constance said, her voice rising, quivering now. "How long will it take him to find the pieces? Months? Years? He may not last a week in the Triassic."
"There's nothing we can do about that," Hero said.
"But that's my point," Constance said. "We have to help him find it, because if he doesn't find it, we may as well write him off."
The silence that followed felt awkward, even to Adeline, who couldn't see their faces from the stairwell. Danielle spoke next. She sounded closer than the others.
"Let's go back to the experiments. They're clearly the key to getting Sam back safely."
"All right," Constance said, some of the strength back in her voice. "How do we begin? Should we start digging in Death Valley to see if the items are there?"
Danielle spoke again, sounding even closer. She was moving.
"We've been over this. It doesn't work that way."
"Why?"
Constance asked. Adeline wondered if her sickness somehow affected her memory.
"The order is wrong," Elliot said. "Remember, we need to plan the experiments first, because of causality."
"I have an idea," Danielle said, "about how we can send something to Sam in a way that he could find it."
She was dangerously close now. Adeline froze as Danielle stepped into view at the bottom of the stairwell. The older woman looked up at her and stared. Slowly, she tilted her head, silently telling her, "Get out of here." Adeline's heart thundered in her chest. She wondered if the others had caught on to the signal. Footsteps echoed on the basement's concrete floor. Someone was coming over to Danielle. Elliot spoke next. He was closer now, moving.
"What do you mean, Danny?"
Adeline turned on the landing and ascended the stairs, terrified that one of the wooden risers would creak, announcing her presence. But they didn't. They were well made, and she thought that just might have saved her life. She closed the door and let out the breath she had been holding. A few seconds later, she was back in her bedroom, exhaling heavily. From her bedroom window, Adeline watched the three scientists depart. Her door opened a moment later and Danielle stared at her.
"That was dangerous and foolish. What are you looking for in Death Valley? Did you update Hero's phone? I asked you a question. Did you?"
"Yes," Adeline muttered. "Now tell me."
Danielle turned and gripped the door handle and pulled it open. Adeline rose, rushed to it, and slammed the door shut.
"Hey, I asked you a question."
Danielle smiled. That surprised Adeline.
"Good for you. You need that for what's coming."
"Need what?"
"Nerve. Now give me your phone."
Adeline handed it to her. Danielle searched for an app, tapped install, and handed the phone back to Adeline for facial recognition to authorize the update. When it had finished loading, Adeline studied the new app. It was called BuddyLoke, and it showed a single glowing dot 4 blocks away in Absalom City.
"That's Hero," Adeline whispered.
"Yes. Why are you giving me access?
Guess.
Because you might not be able to follow him if something happens to you.
That's right.
But you won't let me see the photos and video from Constance's house?
Not yet.
What's buried in Death Valley?
The past.
And the future.